Parlour Games, written by Mavis Cheek, read by Carol Boyd. Part 1. Chapter 1. Let us first begin with the place in which Celia lived and the house within which Celia lived within the place. Celia lived in a nice part of London called Chiswick, and in an even nicer part of Chiswick called Bedford Park. In Bedford Park, the residents are justified in shaking their heads over televised reports on inner city decay and saying, "Well, well, nothing like that ever happens here. Surely the media has exaggerated it a little." And so it must seem, for Bedford Park streets show no signs of negligence, save for the passing nuisance of dog turds hidden in the thickly scattered blossom of spring or under the dry, rustling leaves of autumn. The same trees which decorate the pavements with their droppings from time to time bear plaques upon their proud trunks announcing, "This is a neighbourhood watch area." Prospective felons would do well to note this. The signs mean what they say. The men of Bedford Park are good at organising, and the neighbourhood watch is no idle boast, understandably, since there is much to protect. The scheme has been adopted with amicable consensus among the wide range of professions represented locally. Accountants, lawyers and businessmen have structured the committee, with interior designers, journalists and even the esoteric fringe of painters and actors, not usually known for their ability to deal with the harsh realities of life, has rallied round to make the watch work. The organisation has left the local police feeling slightly frayed by its zeal. In the first few weeks of its implementation, they were besieged by calls from alert neighbours. And among many minor confusions, officers were called out to arrest a visiting granny in Priory Avenue, and a slightly tipsy, semi-retired judge.